This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we're back and well-rested. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, there's not a lot of traffic out there. Not a lot of people going to work, but we're here for you. Ike, how you feeling?
Doing pretty good, Brother Spike. Good Memorial Day weekend. It's over with. I'm ready to get back to work. OTA started today. Jackie Baseball, last I heard. 2 out of 3 over the weekend. And Sac Town? How the hell did Sacramento get a baseball team?
Well, they didn't.
Either way, we take 2 out of 3 out there. Philly's 9 of 10. Pretty good. Holla at your boy.
Good weekend. Good weekend. A little rainy. A little too rainy. And I tell you what, didn't expect to be wearing the hoodie until late May.
I agree. I'm a little irritated by this.
Really? I kind of liked it over the weekend.
It
was sunny and with a little bit of cool, like it's cool at night.
Yeah, a little too cool.
Oh,
low 70s, fine. It was a little too much 50s this weekend.
Yeah. Wow. I literally had to go back into the fall closet.
Yeah, I like it. Well, no, I only got one closet. It's got t-shirts and jeans in it. All my closets the same, man. There's nothing that pops out for the winter. It's the same. Same hoodies, same t-shirts. I hear what you're saying. You have a different...
I'd already put up all the fall stuff, man. I was out to shirts and shorts, man.
You could watch the video of this show at any time during the year, and based on my wardrobe, you wouldn't be able to discern when it
we're
is.
In.
Yeah. It is a big show today. Elliot joins us at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot. As Ike mentioned, OTAs begin today. Elliot can't wash until tomorrow, but he will be down there, I assume, today. And, you know, we are, and as, you know, Ike mentioned, Phils take 2 of 3, and they start I believe, a big series with the Braves tonight.
Yes.
Braves look like their entire season was going to crater. It has not happened. Acuna's back. So
yeah,
they are.
Two games under 500, 8.5 back. Let's bury him.
I would love to bury him.
Bury him.
Would love to bury him. But we start off, we are, not only is today the first day of this session of OTAs, but we are 100 days from the kickoff of the NFL season and the Eagles against the Cowboys. So to celebrate the 100 days to the Eagles, every day we're on the air, we're going to do another question about this upcoming Eagles season. I would say it would be 100 questions, but we're not going to be on 100 times. It's going to be a lie. I'm going to say it's 100 questions. I'm telling you right now, that was the only time that I'm telling you that that's a lie.
Right, this is the only time that we're acknowledging that
it's a lie.
It's technically not 100 questions.
It's going to be like 60-some. It's more than enough questions about the 2025 Eagles.
Feel like 100.
Yes. And we're calling it Everyday Eagles. So we're making sure we're getting a question in. We're counting down the 100 days. We're calling it Everyday Eagles. So here is today's question, Ike.
As opposed to every other day, by the way.
Yeah, we don't talk about the Eagles normally.
It's
a very special thing that we're doing.
Or until we forget about this bit. But I don't think we're going to forget about this
bit. No. I'm not going to let us forget about it. Give us another thing.
He's not going to let you.
Nah. It's a good thing. So late last week, and we talked about it briefly when we had the Chris Sims quote from Colin Cowherd about talking about this. Pro Football Focus put out their QB rankings and tiers for the 2025 season. So here are the tiers: elite, high-end starters, solid starters who have flashed high-end play, solid starters who need more help, and then young players with wide-range outcomes. So tier one is elite.
Mm-hmm.
There are 4 quarterbacks in this tier.
Here we go.
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, in this order. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Then the next tier, high-end starters. Number 5. So they have Jalen Hurts ranked as the 5th best quarterback in the NFL. There are 4 quarterbacks in this tier. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert. So, Ike.
That's why I tell you that Herbert.
Yeah, I know. Goff is in tier 3A
right.
with Geno Smith and Brock Purdy.
Okay.
And then, for what it's worth, tier 3B is Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, C.J. Stroud, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence.
You got Jordan Love down in 3B, huh?
Dak Prescott is 17th.
And that's about right.
Yeah, and so Ike, I ask you.
Yes.
Is Jalen Hurts being ranked as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, first one in tier two, is that a fair ranking?
All right. So let me shift through this.
Yes.
All right, five I'm okay with. I don't think five is unfair, right? I don't think five is an unfair ranking. I don't think it's outrageous. I don't think it's disrespectful. Could I have seen him ranked higher? Sure. I don't know Pro Football Focus, everything they put into this. I'm not sure how much winning is calculated into this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That maybe that's why Jalen isn't ranked a little bit higher. I would challenge Pro Football Focus in this stance. Before you go through all your analytics and your metrics and all that and come up with your quote-unquote elite four guys.
Yep.
Elite four guys.
And by the way, elite doesn't have to be four. It can be whatever it is.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
That's what they chose to make it. They chose to make elite four. I got to fight to have our guy in there, man. I do. And I'm not going to be – what's the word I'm looking for where you – is it obtuse when you play dumb?
Obtuse is – yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to act as if those four guys that they have ranked ahead of Jalen aren't the top quarterbacks in the league. I would agree with that. I agree with that. You got MVPs in there. You got Joe Burrow, who's played like an MVP for two or three years of his career already. So I get that. But what I'll always push back against and argue with is the winning aspect. And that's why I think Jalen measures up to those guys. Physically, maybe he doesn't in some aspects. I think he does some things better than others. But I understand why they view those four at that level. I would just have Jalen in that group as an elite quarterback. But having him in the top five, I've been saying that all offseason. I think he's in the top five. I think he's in that group with them.
All right, 215-592-9494. Is Jalen Hurts ranked fifth quarterback in the NFL fair, but first in tier two? I think it's absolutely fair. And I think this is the correct ranking. Now, I have some other problems with the list, right? Like, I think Baker Mayfield is probably a little bit too low.
Here we go again.
I think Baker Mayfield's really good.
I like Baker.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at this high-end starters, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take Jaden Daniels and Justin Herbert and put them to the side for a second. But I'm going to look at Matthew Stafford in there. And to me, Jalen Hurts being in the same tier as Matthew Stafford seems like a fair ranking to me. Matthew Stafford is very accomplished, mm-hmm. has put up a ton of numbers, mm-hmm. has also won a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and has gotten better as, you know, I would say the last 5 years of Matt Stafford, even if his numbers aren't quite as good as they were when they were with Detroit, probably show a little bit more. And I would not have Matthew Stafford in the elite category either. I think Jalen Hurts as the fifth best quarterback in the top of tier two is absolutely fair. I think, as I've mentioned before, the four guys above him, whether you're deciding he is part of that group or not part of that group, I think those guys play at a different level than Jalen has played in his career, which is why I think the designation of elite and the separate group is accurate. So I wouldn't put him in that group, and I think being at the top of the next group, given what he's accomplished, given his consistency in winning over the years, giving him credit for all those things, putting him as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL seems fair to me. So I understand the tiers. Like, I understand keeping him out of that tier.
Yep.
215, Jack.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think fifth-ranked quarterback in the NFL and top of Tier 2 is fair for Jalen Hurts?
Of course it's fair. I mean, those guys just do more for their team. It's pretty much as simple as that. Like, I know the Jalen winning thing, that's what we like to say. I totally get the argument. I get the argument. But I think that's mostly because...
I don't think you do.
No, I think I do. I think I do get the Jalen wins argument. I hear it all the time. So I understand it. But I think that also is more team-dependent than Jalen-dependent. It is! What do you want me to say? Like, we got to stop living in fantasy land. I'm sorry. At some point, we got to grow up and understand what we're watching here. Like, he's fine. He's good. You want to say he's top five? Knock yourself out. But, like, those guys just do way more for their team. He didn't make the Pro Bowl last year. Like, they're the best team in football, and the quarterback didn't make the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl. Seems impossible. So, like, I just, he's fine, okay? It's the only time he's going to be in the top five for the rest of his career.
Oh, no.
And we can
just,
it's okay. It's for this year, it's perfectly fine. Congratulations, we have a top five quarterback.
All right, there it is. Is Pro Football Focus's rank of Jalen as the fifth best quarterback in the league and the first in the second tier fair? We do have a next question today. You're not going to get a prize, but you are going to get to add to the conversation, which to me is a prize.
Way to go. That's a nice way to pat yourself on the
back.
Well,
it's a prize. It's a prize. So you will ask, you will get your sports point in, and then we'll ask the next question, and here it is. Elliot saw Beyonce on Sunday night.
Lied about how long it was.
He did. I saw Metallica and Limp Bizkit on Friday night. Next question today, what is the best concert you've ever seen? Jack, do you want to lead us off? Best show you've ever been
to? Now, this might be the softest answer in the history of, of next question.
Wow. Okay.
But I am who I am, right? I saw the best guitarist of a generation.
Oh, you're going to say John Mayer.
When I saw John Mayer a couple years ago, I mean, what a concert. He played Gravity for like 6 minutes. It was absolutely beautiful. The best concert I've ever been to was John Mayer.
Wow.
I did see John Mayer at Madison Square Garden. He was good. Yeah. I would certainly not the best concert I've ever been to.
Well, haven't been to the same concert, amount of concerts you've been to.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Ike, best concert you've ever been to for next question today?
Oh, man, I had a lot to choose from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I really did. I was trying to figure out which was my favorite, man. You know what I'm going to go with? Because it probably was a different type of concert. Okay. I'm going with Prince.
Oh, I never got to see Prince.
Yeah, I got to see Prince at the Wachovia Center.
Oh, man, I would have killed to see Prince. One of the big regrets of, because you know I've been to a billion concerts.
Yeah.
Never seen Prince is really sucks.
And I never
for
seen
my
Mike.
Concert resume.
I never got to see Michael.
Did I?
No, I never got to see Michael.
Well, I saw Jackson 5.
There you go.
Yeah.
Then you saw Mike.
Yeah, then I saw Mike. I just didn't see a solo Mike show.
Mike, yeah. But yeah, I'll go with Prince. I'll go with Prince, the greatness of Prince, the fact he did this concert, right? They put him in the middle.
Yep, in the round.
The Wachovia Center, yes, where he's surrounded by everybody.
Yep.
And, of course, it's purple.
Yep.
Because that's his thing. And, man, to just hear him go through all his songs and then playing the guitar and everything, I was like, man, that's watching greatness. I'm watching my childhood here.
I regret now, just bringing that up, having never seen Prince.
Yeah.
Metallica did In the Round at the Link, which was pretty crazy. It's the biggest stage I ever saw in my life.
They did it in the football stadium?
In the football stadium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Friday night and Sunday night.
Yeah.
Mine is, I've been to too many, and so I'm going with a combination of the best one I've ever seen, but the one that I'm happiest I was at. And that was when I was in high school, I saw Nirvana at the Armory. At which is on the campus of Drexel, right down the street. Yeah. I saw Nirvana and the Breeders. The next year, I think, Kurt Cobain died.
Wow.
So, you know, would have never gotten to see the show. But seeing that show, having to, the fact that I got to see Nirvana, it was an awesome show. It was 30 years ago. I can only sort of remember the show. But the fact that I was there, I think, was important to me.
You were there.
I know I was there.
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Seen Mark Kelly a couple times.
Oh, really? That didn't make it. You didn't pick that one as your list? You thought about it, though. I can tell
by
you bringing
it
up. Yep.
He brought a bed down. Never mind.
Yes. I can only imagine. All right. Pro Football Focus has Jalen Hurts ranked fifth in their quarterback list, but first of the second tier. Is that a fair ranking? And next question today, what is the best concert you've ever been to? 215-592-9494. Lamar in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Lamar?
Oh, man. How you guys making out today?
Oh, we're doing great, Lamar.
What's up,
how
brother?
Are you?
Man, I was doing good until I decided to tune in at 2 o'clock, man.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Jalen? What is it now? I don't want to get Jack all fired up again today. But what is this? Like, Jalen all year long, 12 months in a year, it can't stop. Jalen.
Well, yeah.
I mean, isn't part of winning part of this whole equation?
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
He's ranked the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. They didn't have him 19th, man. They didn't have him 19th.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But what about these guys that's been here before him that can't get a playoff win?
Well, they've all had playoff wins. So, you know, the one guy has three Super Bowls. One guy's been to a Super Bowl. The other one, I think, three AFC championship games, Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson, you could has not had a lot of...
One title game.
Yeah, has been to one title. So they've all won. Yeah.
But none of them won in a championship game.
Well,
right?
But Matt Stafford, who's two spots behind Jalen, did win a championship. So should Matt Stafford be in the elite category too?
Matt Stafford has elite numbers all time, so I mean, some could argue it.
Well, are you arguing it?
No, I'm not arguing Stafford. Okay. No, I'm arguing Jalen because in Stafford's first 4 years, I think Jalen had a better career. Just my opinion. But all year long, this is Jalen nonstop. Lamar Jackson have choked in the playoffs repeatedly.
Yes,
he has a reputation for it now.
He does,
and it doesn't matter. He's had what three MVPs?
Two.
Is that what? Yeah, he had two.
Is that what we're basing it off of? How many MVPs or how flashy he looks?
Well, I mean, MVPs do matter. Like the fact that
I agree, yeah, that stuff matters. Yeah,
he's been. Yeah. I mean, he has choked in the playoffs. He's an interesting combination because he's choked in the playoffs. He has been so dominant during the regular season, and I think you could argue this past season when he didn't win MVP might have been the best he's played in his entire career. So. You know,
I didn't think he deserved to win it 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's choked in the playoffs. I think you could argue of these guys, he has the best regular season resume of any of these guys, I think.
Well, to me, like I say, I look at it this way. Donovan was also great in the regular season. Ike, I don't want to kill Donovan.
Well, too late.
He was good in the regular season. Ike, but when it came time to put it all on the line, he couldn't get it done.
Well, first of all, we couldn't get it done. It wasn't just him. And I understand. It's a team. So losing four title games, you got to get to four title games. You got to do an awful lot of winning in the postseason to get to four NFC championship games in the Super Bowl.
I agree, Ike, but that's totally opposite when we're speaking about Jalen.
Oh, no, I'm just defending Donovan. You brought up Donovan and said he didn't win big games. He didn't win the big game.
Okay, when we're talking about Jalen at the end of the day, some people will say, but Jalen led us to the Super Bowl. They would say, no, they led him to the Super Bowl.
I'm with you. I'm with you on this, Lamar. I agree Jalen should be there with the elite guys. I'm with you on this. I agree with you.
I mean, the guy stands up every single time. Like, I don't really know how else to put it. It don't matter. In the playoffs now, he had a couple of bad games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Both in Tampa Bay. I think the one game is his first time in the playoffs. The second time may have been without A.J. Brown or Devontae, but when all the marbles is on the line, the guy shows up.
I agree.
And he's on every talk show every single month, every single week, all year long.
Because he's a quarterback.
Well, because he's a quarterback in the town, and we discuss the quarterback. That's what we do.
Yeah, we've discussed every quarterback we've ever had.
He's no different than any other quarterback that's played here.
So you mean to tell me they were talking about Kevin Cobb 12 months out of the year?
Kevin Cobb didn't play 12 months here. He didn't play here long enough.
And by the way, we talked about Kevin Cobb a lot.
That he stunk. Yeah. So, I mean, but from Donovan to Mike Vick to Nick Foles to Carson Wentz to Jalen Hurts, they've all been discussed.
By the way, Randall.
Yeah. I wasn't even going back that far. Yes, Randall, Jaws. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I hear Jalen every time I turn the radio on.
Okay.
And it ain't just because the fans are talking about it. It's like a topic all year long. And again, he'll prove it again this year that all the people that they continuously put ahead of him, whether it's Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, we know how that story is going in.
So real quick, why? I just want to know your reasoning. Why isn't Matt Stafford elite?
Well, I didn't say Matt Stafford isn't elite.
Yeah, you did. I asked you. You said you wouldn't put him in that group. Why wouldn't you put him in that group?
I wouldn't put him in that group now because I feel like Matt Stafford doesn't do anything right now that leads a team to winning.
Okay.
Matt Stafford is who he is. He's a guy that's seen everything. He knows defenses in and out. He has a strong arm still. But do he put a team on his shoulders and carry him? I don't think so.
Matt Stafford doesn't.
Sure he does.
I don't think Stafford does.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Well, how do you think they...
I know.
What do you mean?
Ike, when you look at the receivers, again, you guys not gelling for that. He throws the balls to great receivers. Are we not?
Puka Nacua was a what? Fifth round pick? Fourth round pick?
Matter, Ike.
What does matter? You say he's throwing the great receivers. How about the fact that the quarterback helps them to be as good as they are?
Okay, Ike, how do we help him in the snow when this guy is catching monster balls?
I think you're arguing points that I'm not even arguing with you. I agree with you, but you can't take Matthew Stafford and say he's playing with great wide receivers. Like, so is Jalen Hurts. Who do you think has the better wide receivers? Hold on. Who do you think has the better wide receivers? Eagles or the Rams?
I think Hurts does.
Okay, then. So why? So what's the point? Okay.
Who has the better offensive line? Who has the better defense? Who has the better running back?
Hey, Jack, I'm not
going to say that. I know nah. Logic sometimes gets thrown out of the way when we're talking about it.
I don't want Lamar see. No, I don't want you jumping in.
I was there to help you, pal.
No, I don't want you to help me.
Yeah, we're foxhole guys. We're in this together, brother. Yeah.
I don't want you to.
A couple weeks ago, on one of Jack's shows.
This is like the end of Reservoir Dogs, where everybody has a gun pointed at everyone else.
Now he's going to bring up the Phillies. Watch.
Hey, Lamar, real quick, for next question, what's the best concert you ever saw?
All right, this isn't going to set the world on fire, but I went to a concert recently, and it was one of the best ones I've ever been to. Ike is a guy, P.J. Morton, Ike. The guy sings, plays instruments, does everything the way it sounds on the radio. He was by himself in New York a couple months ago. And I've been bragging about it ever since. Like,
who is it?
P.J. Morton.
P.J. Morton.
Okay, yeah. Never heard of him. All right.
P.J. Morton.
Cool. All right, Lamar.
Sounds like that could be a house band or something.
Yeah, I
have no idea. Yeah.
You okay, Jack?
Well, because he rolled Ike in there, so I'm assuming that, yes. Yeah.
No, I just like that we're back-to-back on this one, Ike.
No, we're not back-to-back on this. And I don't need you. You help me, yes.
Yeah, well, I thought you looked like you needed it.
No.
Stop the fight back against
this. I think Lamar was upset with everybody, quite frankly.
Yes. By the way,
Lamar was upset with all of us.
This list pretty interesting. They have Caleb Williams and Cam Ward ranked ahead of Sam Darnold.
Wow. But they just... Man, Mango went 14 games and
threw for 35 touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. The Pro Football Focus quarterback rankings. Go ahead.
Not enough focus put on winning.
In the Pro Football Focus.
The
focus
pro
should
focus
on winning.
Only that's the main thing.
Yep. Jalen Hurts is ranked as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, but it's the first of the second tier. Is that a fair ranking? And next question today, what is the best concert you ever saw? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.